This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo. How are you?
Better than you, I think.
Yeah, I don't feel good. But you know what? That is nothing compared to what happened to me today.
What?
No, I mean, you're not going to care, but it's just dumb stuff.
Okay.
You know, my mailman, he never rings the doorbell. You know what I mean? I know him pretty well. Give him water when it's hot out. You know what I mean? When it's cold, coffee, whatever, right? Rings the doorbell, and he's like, hey, man, I got a letter you got to sign for. I open it. Anyway, my goddamn neighbor, it doesn't say my neighbor, but I know it's my neighbor, called about that dead tree in my front yard, called the city of Overland Park about my dead tree and that branch in the backyard that I haven't taken care of yet.
Is that one that fell over during a storm or something?
Yeah, fell over in a snowstorm. So now I got to... You know, I think I have till April 30th for them to...
Or what?
Well, that was my thing. Like, I read the article. I don't know. It was like, you know, or what? That's what I was like. Or what?
Well, I mean, and I'm changing it. Maybe people say no.
I think eventually you go, it gets long enough, and they basically do what your homeowner's insurance does, where, like, they just, they hire someone to do it, and then they go and do it. And I guess if you don't pay them, then they put a lien on your house. But I'm like, I've already been there, whatever. You know, I'll take care of that whenever. Like,
not my first lien rodeo.
Right, yeah, not worried about
handle
it.
Handle that. So
there's a part of me that's just like, I'm going to leave it there. But I need to get it done, so.
When you say GD neighbor, is this because you think it's a specific neighbor?
Yes.
Oh, you have one in mind?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, yeah, I have a specific neighbor in mind.
Is there an HOA?
It would only
live?
Be a few of the neighbors because, like, if you were the city of maybe the city of Overland Park drove by and
that's
saw
what I was
the
wondering,
dead tree,
is that possible?
Well, they wouldn't see the branch in the back.
Oh yeah, true.
So it has to be someone who has a clear view of my backyard.
Okay, which can really only be probably two people.
Two people.
Yeah,
and the one people, you know, they may be unhappy about that branch there, but you know. Dude hits me up for concert tickets and stuff when we talk. He seems like a good guy.
So it
doesn't seem
like that. No.
Seems like if that was really bothering him, the one would be like, you know, hey, I got a chainsaw you want to take care of. Like,
right.
It'd be a little bit more like
or
that.
I got a guy, you know, if you need someone, something like that, instead of just
calling
sending
the
a letter.
City.
Right. Has this neighbor been there since you moved in?
Yes.
So they've been there longer than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is, I think I've heard stories about this neighbor before.
And, you know, I don't have any proof that it's them, but it's them.
It's obviously them.
Yeah.
No, it happened when I was a kid growing up. You know, we were the white trash family on the block. When my grandma died, she left money to my dad, who's an only kid, and my parents used the money to buy a house. Well, that's great except that now we're on a street where we don't really fit in. And so, like, when my brother turned 16, and I mean, this actually goes for all, any of my brothers who are visiting or living there at the time, but when my brother turned 16, he bought a pickup truck for $100, spray painted it in the driveway. Meanwhile, my other brother had some sort of giant Buick, you know, that mostly made out of rust. And they would call the, I don't know if it's the HOA, I assume. Maybe it was the city. I just know my parents would complain about, they'd get these letters that said, hey, we actually don't allow cars to ever be parked on the street. And it's like, well, yeah, but you do because other cars park on the street. They knew that they were coming after them because it was a piece of crap. And my I was like, you know, upset by it as a kid. I'm like, well, that's not fair. You know, they're being mean to us. And my mom's like, it is a piece of crap.
Right.
It's an eyesore. Like, get that
thing
out of there.
I mean, the tree should be taken out, but, you know, I don't know. Like, would you drive by it? Like, it's not falling down.
Right.
It just doesn't have any leaves on it. You know, it's not a huge, massive tree. And by the way, for like, you know, 8 months out of the year, none of the trees have leaves on them. So, I'm just like, you drive by it like every day and you're like, that goddamn tree, like, I don't get that.
She probably does.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, how? Like, why would that? Literally, it's in my front yard and I don't notice.
Yep.
Like, I drive by it more than you do. I promise.
Nothing else going on.
It's just sitting there. You know, surrounded by four other trees that are all, you know, have leaves on them.
Man, oh man, that's up.
So, like, when you drive down the street, if you're looking at it, you know, there's a tree right behind it that's much bigger with leaves.
Yeah.
You don't even really notice it.
Right. Yeah. I probably wouldn't notice it. I'm sure I wouldn't notice it if I pulled up right now. If I was looking for it, I'm sure I could find
it. Right, now you would. You'd be like,
if I just
drive
by, I don't think it's...
Now I got to get this guy. And is there anything more expensive and less rewarding than cutting down a tree? Like, in any sort of home maintenance, there's nothing. Like, it's the...
At least the AC keeps you cool. The heat keeps you warm.
Right, and there's, like, some sort of instant payoff, right? You know, your gutters are clean. At least you feel like, no, there's nothing. But you're like, okay...
House isn't sinking anymore.
Right, and okay, good. And water won't flow in or whatever happens with these things, right?
Exactly. With the tree...
I feel a relief, but that tree doesn't do anything.
And it is a massive undertaking. Like, when they came to do mine, there was like 100. Okay, I'm not going to exaggerate. I would say there were at least 30 people, and I mean this, 30 individual workers who were sitting in my front yard the day that they took the tree down, waiting for the trucks to show up, and then the trucks show up, and it's 30 people, and you just look at all these people, and you go, that looks expensive.
Yeah.
How can you have 30 people out here to take down a tree? I mean, I guess because maybe you need to.
Right.
But God, it looks expensive. Now, I told you, the guy who did mine seriously hooked me up, but it's just like the guy who did my driveway years ago. I wanted him to do more. I also just wanted to thank him, and he just like kind of disappeared.
Right.
And the guy who, so I've been trying to get him to help you for however long that was.
We've been talking about it.
I don't know if he got out of the business. I'm afraid that he did mine, had to pay those 20 people or whatever, took such a loss that he's like, I can't do this anymore. You know what I mean? Like his wife says, you're out of this business. We're totally in the red here. But we can find someone.
Hop on our Twitch, twitch.tv/churchlazo says, Lazo, there's about 20 of us that can give you a hand. Not with the tree, but with your neighbor.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, don't. She's fine. Like, whatever.
She's not.
It's just.
Who does that?
Right. She's just, you know.
If you had, like, if you were the hoarder on the street and there were things piling up in the yard and cars on bricks and all that stuff, then yes, I understand. But a dead tree. Like you said, in the winter, doesn't even stand out. So you're just picking on this tree. I think you should say, hey, I've had specialists come look at this tree, and they think it's still got a shot.
Oh, that would be interesting, you know what I mean? Huh?
This is
there is a way to get back. There is a petty, really, really petty way to get back at her. As I was reading all the rules and everything, one of the rules is, like, you know, they can tell you to, like, take your trash cans in, or, right? The city can do all this stuff. One of the rules is that they can't tell you to take in his toys. So if your kids leave their toys outside, they're allowed to be in your front yard.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I thought, you know what? I may build toy modern art.
I love
in my front yard with bikes and cars, and I will just plant them everywhere.
Free toys from Marketplace.
No, it is modern art. And if the city comes by, I'll be like, my kids left them out. Well, how old are your kids? I don't know, 20.
Yeah,
whatever. It doesn't say how old the kids have to be.
Here's the rules, bucko. Here's the rules.
If I covered that front yard in toys.
How could you not be petty? I would be petty with this woman. I thought you were going to say break her windows, but I like this.
The toy front yard.
It's a good
idea. A modern art little sculpture thing, huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. But in all seriousness, you're going to need to find someone to bring
I need someone to do the tree. I'm thinking about doing the toys, but I do need someone to do the... Either way, I got to do the tree. So if you own a tree company... Let me know how much goddamn money it is. I'm sure it's...
You don't want to know.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. The Church of Laszlo. Yo.
Real quick, did you find anyone to take down your tree yet?
No.
Not yet? Okay, still looking. Laszlo needs someone to take down a tree or he's going to get, evicted or something. I'm not exactly sure. I guess kicked out of the neighborhood, fined, sued. I don't know. It really makes me angry. The type of person that sends a letter, but whatever. Again, if it was a...
Well, they called the city.
I get it.
The city sent the letter.
The type of person that calls the city.
Right.
Over that. Again, if you had a bunch of other issues, if you were loud all the time, and there are people coming and going, right. And there's music, but there's a tree that died, and it's still standing in the front yard, I mean, come on.
And then the other one's in my backyard. Like, whatever. Who cares?
Right, and it's like by the creek. Who cares? So... I wanted to play you a clip of this woman that was on a radio show in Canada, okay? She's upset because her husband recently cried. It's not so much that her husband recently cried that made her upset. It's the fact that he cried about this particular moment, but didn't cry at their own wedding. Now, she says that she thought that their wedding was very moving, that the, you know, very good speeches, and she was, of course, very moved by this. She's a woman, it's her wedding day. And even at the time, I got the impression that she thought it was a little odd that her husband wasn't getting choked up. But, you know, maybe he just isn't the kind of guy who ever cries. But then she sees him cry a couple days ago, and that concerned her because she says, this has got to be some sort of a sign. I don't think it is, but like a clip of this woman when she called into that show.
We got married 2 years ago, and he sees me in my wedding dress coming down the aisle. This man does not shed a tear. My dad gave this beautiful speech on our wedding day. Nothing. Yesterday, he's watching this golf tournament, and he cried when he won, he cried over a golf. It is the maddest I've ever been.
It is the maddest I've ever been? Well, boy, maybe he should have cried at your wedding, but for different reasons. But that's not the same thing. They're not the same kind of cries, and I don't know how to explain it. It's different. Now, I cry way more than Laszlo. Way more. I'll cry at the end of Braveheart.
But I can cry at, you know, choked up.
Yeah.
At sports stuff.
Yeah, I'm calling that.
But it's a different type of. You're right. It's it's like a look into greatness.
Yes.
And
Laszlo weeps.
Yeah, right, he's sobbing.
You know, like it's a look into greatness, into, you know, how hard someone worked to get something done. And, you know, there's like, not envy, but it's like, man, just watching greatness walk by you or to do something that you don't have the wherewithal, the ability, the want to. So, like, when, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. It's like, you know, when Cal Ripken breaks the record for most games played, you're like, dude. That's a big deal, man. That's a big deal, right? Like, you know, that is like you doing something great and something that you can control, like something that I could do. So, like, I wouldn't cry like if Aaron Judge hit the most home runs. That is what it is, right? But it's like watching someone, a Rory McIlroy coming back, I get it, you know, beating these younger guys, or Tiger Woods coming back from so many back injuries and doing something great, or Nolan Ryan at his age. Like, these are all things that, right, like... Man, these are really tests of your will as a man.
Yeah, and there's something...
You walking down the aisle, you know, whatever. You playing this thing.
Well, he was also probably nervous that day.
Right.
He was probably scared that you're going to start crying for the wrong reasons.
No, his feet probably hurt. It's long.
Yeah, but it is stressful. You're worried, like, is she going to be upset?
Did she not know him before she married him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, she didn't know the dude doesn't normally cry?
I mean, the fact that he's crying at this sporting event, and she's so upset by it, I almost don't believe her. It sounds kind of ridiculous because exactly what you said. You should know the guy. But I do think that in that moment, during a wedding, the guy can't know what the girl is thinking.
Well,
she might
see
be
these
upset.
Guys who start weeping when they see their bride. So
it
now
happens.
I think the problem, but now the problem is it was on YouTube a couple times.
Right.
And now they expect every guy in the world, when they see you in your dress, to just start weeping.
You're right, that's part of it.
That's what they want. Because they're like, oh, look how much that guy loves his wife. And then when you don't do it, then they're like, oh, you don't love me as much as he loves her. That's clearly what it is.
Yeah, and I still think it's a trap anyway. I don't think that most of them really want you to start weeping when they come down the aisle. I'm sure some of them like it. I don't know. It feels like a bit of a trap. Because maybe even if you think you'd like to see him cry at your wedding, when he starts crying, you might change your mind quickly. I don't know. It just feels like you got to be careful with that one. There's a time. With the sports thing, too, I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know why certain things make guys cry. And you said it's not envy. I think sometimes it can be a little bit of... you're right. It isn't envy. Envy's not the right word, because, but
that's
it's like
an appreciation.
An appreciation. It's like, I'm happy for you. And then if you add that secret element of, okay, so I watched Mahomes win the Super Bowl. That's great, right? Chiefs are my favorite team. And they've won the Super Bowl. And that's, that in and of itself could be enough to almost, you know, maybe make me get choked up, or could be enough to get me to. But if it's not enough, then the moment his father walks down,
of course,
and Patrick says, "Hold on, I got to go talk to my dad," and his dad says, "I've never seen anything like you. You're special,
right? Yeah,
you're special." Now that's the
World Series of Freddie Freeman.
Yeah,
after he hit the home run, running over to his dad and saying, "That one's for you, man."
Amazing.
And then they ask him afterwards, like, "A guy drove me to batting practice every day. Like that was for him, not for me." Like, of course, how did I get choked up at that?
The other
question I would ask is, did she cry when she saw him?
Right. I got the impression that she did.
Then?
I got the impression that she was choked up at the wedding. She did not cry at Rory McIlroy.
Did she cry at the wedding then?
Yeah, it sounds like she did. It sounds like she was
For him or for her dad?
Well, that's
a
good question.
Sounds like
I don't
she cried at the dad's speech.
Speech, yes.
Not when she saw him for the first time.
True. I don't know if she cried when she saw him.
So what? He's supposed to love her enough to cry, but she doesn't have to cry?
And I'm not saying
she cried since then?
Right. I think it's a bit of a trap, but also these are different things. I can be very happy. I can be in love with you and very happy and feel a lot of emotions without getting choked up. The thing about the sports stuff, and especially when you take the dad stuff and mix it with the sports stuff, I mean, Jesus, now you've got a real recipe for getting a guy choked up, is that it's things that we can't fully reckon with. We can't maybe reckon with greatness or all the missed opportunities, all the things, you know, this person obviously earned this, and the amount of work that they put into this.
Right.
It's
not lost on you.
That's
perseverance
not lost.
And the stuff that they had to go through to get there.
It's tough. And then you throw in the father stuff, and it's weird because whether you have a great relationship with your dad or no relationship with your dad, it seems to still affect a lot of dudes.
Well, yeah, because you're either it makes you think of your father or it makes you think of the father that you wish you had.
And even if you and your dad have a great relationship, I'm guessing it's still complicated at times.
Sure.
And so there is...
guessing theirs were
Of course. And even if you say, well, no, it's not so much that it's complicated, well, then there's a very good chance that you felt like it was hard for you or is hard for you to tell your dad the way you feel, all the things that you feel. Your dad, if you start to say like, "Dad, I just want you to know," there's a good chance your dad says, "You need to tell me this."
Right, yeah.
Because we just don't have those conversations. So in that moment, when he says, "This is for you," when he says, "Son, you're special," there's all the things that have been left unsaid that are now sort of being
said. And it's also like the culmination of all of that.
Exactly.
It's the culmination of all the work you put in, all the work your father put in, right?
Yes.
And then all of the ups and downs throughout that whole time is now just we were able to watch that play out with a father and his son during the World Series of Game 7. We were able to watch the culmination of that entire journey happen when a son walks over and hugs his dad and says, "That's for you."
Right.
That's you've seen it. Like, now that's it, right? You're a
Absolutely.
Part of it, and it's pretty awesome.
Now, I think for Lazo, is it safe to say that the best way to get you choked up would be a sports moment
that,
single best way.
Sure.
Yeah. I think for me, it's probably those videos where the daughter or son, whatever it is, the kid decides to surprise the stepfather with adoption papers.
Yeah.
And now you've got, you know, I don't even want to talk about it. But for me, I think that's probably, and I think Snow Cone, you're a bit of a crier too, though, right? It's not.
Oh, for sure.
Or at least you get choked up.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that the surprise adoption videos are the easiest ones for you, or is it the dad stuff?
Every time. Or the soldiers surprising the kids when they come home.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. There's just certain things, ladies, that we get choked up about. I can't explain it. I don't know why.
Seeing you at your event. Ain't one of them.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Breaking Benjamin. 989 The Rock. You're going to do news in a minute.
Yep, we're going to do news. You're going to find a tree guy today. I can feel
it. I got to find a tree guy.
I can feel it.
I got to find a tree guy.
Lazo needs a tree guy. Just reach out to him on Twitter, Instagram. Find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/churchoflazo, whatever. You got a letter in the mail, so.
You got to get rid of two trees.
Oh, yeah, you got to get rid of two of them.
Well, one is down, like a branch that's already laying on the ground.
Someone's gotta,
that's a big branch, yeah, but yeah.
Someone's got to cut it up and get it out of there.
Yeah, and then the other one's got to come down.
I'd like to, you know what, maybe if you don't get someone to offer to do this who's a professional, I think we could take a crack at this. I do have a chainsaw.
I mean, we could cut it down, see what happens.
I might have two chainsaws, actually. And then I got one of those mini ones, you know, that you can use for the smaller branches, too. Give it a shot. There's nothing really in its way that it could fall on, right? Is it tall enough that it would hit the house? It would just fall on the street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem. You got homeowner's insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, again.
We could point it that way, have it fall in our car and be like, damn.
Exactly. Wow. I don't know. He was upset he was a pro. I don't know. Slim Fast Trees or something like that? I don't know. You'll have to look him up. I'm having a tough time finding his number. We're going to do the news here coming up. Plenty to discuss. You know, another school shooting. It feels like at this point, because didn't we talk about a school shooting yesterday?
I
think we did.
Because it happened at the same school.
It's almost like when they do the school closings for snow days and they say, hey, you know, coming up next, a list of all the closings. See if your kid's school is on the list.
Right.
That's kind of how I feel about the shootings now. Like a full list of all the school shootings coming up next, see if your kid's school is on the list. This time at a college campus at Florida State, it just happened recently. I think it's still kind of unfolding.
My kid's school was locked down today.
For
like he texted me and said, I hope you know, I love you.
Jesus, again? That was just like a few months ago right?
Some sort of threat?
Yeah, but apparently, like, I called the police and tried to figure out what it was, and apparently it was a threat from, I don't know if it was a threat, something outside the school.
Okay.
So the cops were there, and they were locking people out of the school. Maybe there was a robbery or something in the neighborhood by the school.
That's happened to Bob.
So they locked it all down.
Yeah.
But still, you know, you get that text, and he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, and you did have that.
Yeah.
Scare. I mean, a pretty big scare whenever that was. It was this school year, right? It was just last fall.
Yeah, a few months ago.
Yeah. And I mean, it was on the news and everything. I don't know. At this point, it's like which schools haven't been affected.
Right.
You know,
of
course. It's almost becoming a shorter list. So we will talk about that. And there's other stuff that's not quite as depressing to talk about coming up as well, including this news. I kind of mentioned it earlier, but some news about X and some speculation about why it's happening too. I'm sure Snow Cone's up on this. He's usually kind of the pop culture guy. And also, I feel like just knows a lot about social media. And Lazo, some sports news. Did you see that ump take a foul ball to the head?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. They literally have been talking about how these umps, you know, like at first base, whatever, they should start wearing helmets. They need to start wearing helmets.
Right,
this has been a discussion. And then this guy gets drilled in the head. I mean, this happened earlier in the year. Was it India that got hit in the face?
Face masks, right? Umps do?
When they're behind the plate. When they're behind the plate. Yeah, but if they're like at first base.
Oh, that's like first base.
And that's what they were saying. Maybe these guys need to start wearing helmets too. And then this guy gets hit. It's pretty scary.
Well, the one story, the guy who fouled a ball off and killed a first base coach or something.
When was that? Really?
In the minor leagues years ago. Yeah, I think a guy, you know, fouled one off and it hit the first base coach in the head.
God. Well, there have been people in the spectators who've died before, right?
Maybe, or I don't they know just. For sure.
I was at a game where a girl got hit. This was years ago. She got hit in the face with one. I mean, she was like on the ground, out cold. When they finally picked her up, she's just sobbing. Her face is just covered in blood. And I remember thinking as a kid, like, this is crazy. You know, like we're part of the action. And that's why years later when they started debating whether or not they should put up nets, I was like, well, no, because that's part of it. But of course they should put up the nets.
Well, there was a lady when ridiculous. I was a kid sitting in front of me. We were way back in the top. I remember I was there with my dad and my grandpa, way back at the top of Tiger Stadium. And they fouled one off and hit her in the face. She was just, everybody was standing up trying to catch it.
Yeah.
And she was reading a magazine. And it just happened to hit her like right in the cheek. She was fine. Like it fell down in her magazine. And then she kind of took it, and she was shaking up and just held and kept the ball.
So like, it was kind of a pop-up.
Yeah, it was a pop-up, and it was really high. You know what I mean? I'm sure it stung, but she seemed to be fine.
But not as bad as when it's just a line
drive. It fell
right
into her magazine. She kept it. We were like, what the?
Yeah. I mean, how many years
now? I just thought it would have killed her. I remember being little, like, that's got to hurt. And she didn't. She was fine.
That's what I feel about people getting hit in the face. Then it's a direct hit like that off the bat, and it looks like it's flying 120 miles an hour. I don't totally understand how you survive it. When Indy got hit in the face, wasn't it Indy that got hit in the face?
Caught his helmet, though.
When he got hit in the face, you see that, and I just think, I don't understand how you work up the guts to even stand there at the plate when you've got an MLB pitcher staring back at you.
Well, so most of the time they don't miss.
I understand. But if they do, well, it's just every single day you just got this guy throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs right by
you. Guys have gotten hit in the face with 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. Never, you know, Dickie Thon for the Astros, I remember, he caught one in the face. It was never the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't remember a time that someone died, like a player dying. I can't remember that. But you've seen plenty of them get hit.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
The news, my man.
Do it.
Well, half of Puerto Rico still, last update I saw here, is still without power after the entire island had a blackout. This is not the first time this has happened. You know, they probably need some improvements on the grid. I don't know what the grid is, but I hear people talk about the grid a lot, and I hear when it's bad, you know, it can cause problems. I think there was a bad grid in Texas, as I recall. Didn't it get cold there? And
Texas has their own grid. They had their own grid, and it didn't go well.
Well, crews are working this morning to restore power in Puerto Rico after another island-wide blackout there. The outage began yesterday. It left 1.4 million customers without electricity, more than 300,000 people without water. The blackout also snarled traffic, forced hundreds of businesses to close, and left thousands of residents scrambling to buy ice and candles. This is the second island-wide outage to hit Puerto Rico in less than 4 months.
That doesn't seem good, you know?
Nope.
I don't know. That sounds like maybe they need some money. I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I don't know what the grid is or how you keep it going.
I don't think anybody does. That's been the big debate, you know? Yeah. Texas was like, we got to figure it out. And they tried it, and it didn't work any better. So I don't know.
California gets rolling blackouts.
Yeah, exactly. And fires. Their grids start all kinds of fires. I don't know if the grids start the fires. But
I don't think so.
Well, I trust Trump is going to take care of it.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure we'll get it under control, and this will be the last thing about any blackouts.
They can't vote anyway.
Can't they?
Nope.
No, not unless they move here first.
Doesn't count.
Like if they, you know, move.
They can vote all they want, but we don't count them.
It's weird because they can move. They vote, but it doesn't count. But they can move to Florida, get an address in Florida, and then they can vote. Because they're citizens. You're a citizen.
I've seen results come through. It just doesn't count towards the
exactly.
college.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't actually count it.
Votes.
It's like it's like a.
It doesn't go towards the college. Got it.
It's. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a ceremonial sort of
doesn't
vote,
count.
Right? Like just for looks kind of a thing. Like. Yeah.
I don't know. Color all you want. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
They have to fix it themselves.
It doesn't count. That's right. The Menendez brothers are supposed to have their hearing today. They might get out of jail. I don't know. But the DA is trying to screw them again. So I don't know if that worked or not.
This morning, after months of legal twists and turns, the moment the Menendez brothers have been waiting for, their critical resentencing hearing set for today. They're expected to attend today's proceeding virtually from prison. It's possible they could even testify on their own behalf. But overnight, a last-minute wrinkle. The Los Angeles district attorney filing a motion asking the judge to postpone the proceeding again, saying they need to review new risk assessments of the brothers they say were recently completed by the California Parole Board.
Okay, look, I don't know if these guys need to get out of jail or not. I didn't even watch the Netflix thing. I know people talk about it a lot because of the Netflix thing. I know Kim Kardashian is involved. I know that one of the people that's been speaking out for them is an actor who played one of the Menendez brothers in the Netflix thing. So, you know, I'm sure they know a lot more about the details of the story than myself. But you have to admit that this whole DA thing really screwed them because they were so close to getting that trial. Then that last DA didn't win re-election. So they get the new guy. They didn't know how the new guy was going to feel about it. New guy takes a look at it and then says, yeah, I don't like it. So that seemed really bad, but they managed to overcome this new DA and still get this hearing. They've got that famous attorney. I can't think of his name now. But he manages to get them this hearing, or somebody manages to get them a hearing. And then, of course, last night, the new DA does this, throws a wrench in their gear or whatever and tries to delay it again. He doesn't want them out. He's made that very clear. He doesn't think that they're sorry for what they've done. He says that he needs more time to take a look at whether or not they're actual threats and kind of assess their threat to the community if they were to be let out. But he just doesn't want them out. It seems obvious he doesn't want them out. Okay, now, Laszlo, do you remember when I told you guys to buy Eli Lilly? I said, they got to come up with a drug, too. After the whole Ozempic thing,
sure,
I was like,
yeah,
we're all late to that. So let's look at some of these other pharmaceutical companies.
I don't think it was so much as you should buy as in maybe I should buy.
I said, you should buy it. I said, buy it now. And you said, yes, because someone asked, are they even working on one? And I said, I'm sure everyone's working on one. And I will say,
I don't think it was, hey, go buy. I think it was like, we really should.
Well, either way, it was mentioned. I said, this would probably be. And I had no insider information that they were working on one. I just assumed that they were working on one. Pfizer, it turns out, they just announced yesterday or day before that they've given up on their weight loss pill that was supposed to be so revolutionary. But now Eli Lilly put out their thing yesterday, and they say, yeah, we got the pill once a day, and it looks like it's just as effective, and you don't have to give yourself a shot. So I hope you bought some stock in Eli Lilly when I told
you. This morning, new data and new promise for a powerfully effective diabetes and weight loss drug. No need for needles. Eli Lilly says it has a pill. The latest clinical trial suggesting it is as strong as Ozempic.
It activates that GLP-1 receptor in your body.
The clinical results out today are from a type 2 diabetes trial. Patients lost 8% of their body mass taking one pill daily, and blood sugar levels dropped 8%. Dramatically, according to the company.
Which meant if a doctor tested them, they wouldn't even know that they had diabetes anymore.
Wow.
Wow.
Just looking to see what mine's worth now after all that news. Oh. Okay.
What?
I may have said GlaxoSmithKline and confused GlaxoSmithKline. I'm sure they're working on one, too. I'm sure they're working on one, too.
But
this time, yes, I'm still saying go with GlaxoSmithKline.
You're in early, kid.
GSK, I'm sure they're working on one, too. But, I mean, come on. Everyone knows a pill would be better than a shot, right?
Of course, yeah.
So that's all it takes. 8%. These people lost 8% of their body mass in the time that they took
it. Number.
And their diabetes.
Like if they tested them and they don't have it anymore just from taking a pill?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
That's a
cure.
Right, I mean, I don't.
I mean, I know they wouldn't say that because you have to continue to take the pill every day, but if all you got to do is take a pill and you no longer have any symptoms of type 2 diabetes, and that's a cure.
How does that work? Like, I remember reading an interview with Drew Carey, and he said that he'd gotten diagnosed with type 2, so it scared him, and he decided he was going to change his life and eat healthy, and he lost a bunch of weight.
Right,
and then when he lost the weight, he said, and this was years ago, but he said that. You know, no longer showed up as him having type 2. Like, I assume the same sort of thing when they did a blood sugar test or whatever.
Right.
But does he still have it? He just doesn't?
Yeah, so what, okay. You know, at least my dad had it. If you have diabetes, right? Say, they test your blood sugar, right?
Yeah.
And say it's at 8. That means, you have diabetes,
okay.
Right? And then you change all your eating habits. You exercise. You do everything you can. You take Ozempic, whatever. You take this pill. And it gets you down to 5, right? Well, now 5, you're not diabetic.
That's not considered
diabetic. You're not diabetic. But if you started eating or drinking Coke again or sugar and quit taking Ozempic, you would go back up to 8.
Okay.
So that means you still have it. Whereas if you're at a number 5 and you're at a number 5, you could drink Coke. It's not going to stay. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, so like if they binged a bunch of
junk food, then they would go back
food,
up to 8.
It would spike too high. Whereas if you aren't type 2 diabetic or type 1 for that matter.
Yeah, it wouldn't go that high.
It could maintain a
healthy
blood
sugar. No matter what it is, even if you get it under control, like my dad had forever, if he did eat, a banana or something, it would go up.
Okay. Gotcha.
Where yours wouldn't necessarily. I mean, it would go up to some degree, but in the realm of what it's supposed to go up.
I just think about my uncle and almost everyone in my family had type 2 diabetes. And if there'd been drugs like Ozempic or whatever this new drug's called and Wegovy, I think about my uncle's life probably would have been extended by 20, 30 years maybe.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because every health issue he had was related to his diabetes, and he didn't really do a good job taking care of it.
Right.
He had a sweet tooth, and we would say stuff to him like, hey, are you really going to sit there and just eat that ice cream? He's like, hell, who cares? But I sometimes wonder if he'd had a GLP-1 drug, maybe he wouldn't have wanted the ice cream.
But I've had metformin forever. My dad took that, and,
And that helps lower your A1C?
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that is, but that's a good thing to lower that, right? If you have
That's what it is. If your A1C is over a certain number, then you're diabetic.
Then you're diabetic. Okay,
and that's like your blood sugar level for 3 months, I think.
Oh, okay. So it's blood sugar
you can take
over
it daily,
a period of time.
Every hour, it'll always do that. But then over 3 months, I think is what they test, and then there you go. Its average over 3 months?
And that's why that's what that stands for. Okay, gotcha. It's an average over time, but it's just your blood sugar.
Right.
What's your average blood sugar over the course of 3 months?
Okay. Because yours is going up and down, up and down.
Sure. And if I eat, it goes way up. And if I don't eat,
eat sugar, it would go up. If you didn't, right?
Yeah. I know you guys don't really want to talk about this. You thought I talked about it too much, so I'm just going to leave this right here. It'll be brief.
From the moment Billy McFarland announced a sequel to the fraud that was the original Fyre Festival, skeptics wondered whether Fyre Festival 2 would happen. This morning, organizers confirm it isn't.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah. I guess you were curious if you went to the website to get tickets. I think at least this morning when I looked, the message had changed. So, yeah.
Does he try again, do you think?
Some trouble there. Well, he says he's going to try
in a couple years.
He's finding a new venue. That's what the way he made it sound is that, we're postponing it. We got to find a new spot. But I don't, I mean, it sounds like you already were trying to find new spots.
He's not going to stop.
I don't know. I mean, do you get in trouble? My question to you guys would be, is it fraud if if you've already been in trouble once before?
Like, have your refunds like been come through?
Not that I saw.
We're going to issue them.
Someone on the news this morning said that they bought tickets when they first went on sale just to try and follow the path of this thing and see what would happen. And that they still had their tickets, and that the message that they received was basically what was being released to, in that press statement, saying we're looking for a new venue. Now, that could have changed since this morning.
Well,
I haven't looked,
but issues or refunds are going to be issued.
You did see that?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay. So
I
then
have a hard time believing they're going to be.
Then that means it's over. But exactly, if you don't refund the money, then I think you are in trouble.
Like
again.
Said, everyone that bought tickets was just trying to be part of the next documentary.
Yeah, but the people, that's true. But the people, some of these people that I saw that like won tickets or whatever, and they're like, boy, I won, they're really expensive tickets, and I won these tickets or I got them through something. And now I'm trying to decide, should I take the risk and buy travel to Mexico or not? I mean, of course, we now know the answer is no. But I sort of got that. Like, if they said, hey, you guys are on the radio.
Sure, yeah.
We want to give you guys these VIP passes, which are worth $50,000 or whatever. It'd be hard to say no, except that then you got to decide, am I going to shell out any of my own money? Yeah. Right.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Hit me with that news, hotshot.
Well, Google.
Well, what about?
They got in trouble, I don't know, however long ago, some sort of antitrust lawsuit, and the judge said, you know, they might be kind of a monopoly, and they might need to sell off Chrome, which is their web browser, and I guess they had another bad day, because I guess another judge decided that, yeah, they also have a monopoly on the way that they advertise, so the company looks like it's probably going to have to be split up, which, okay. When's the last time we saw that? It's been a while.
Time, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened, and I just don't remember, but I remember the Microsoft thing in, like, 2000. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, you have to include Netscape or whatever it was.
Right,
and that's
yeah.
a long time ago.
Breaking news. A federal judge has ruled that Google holds an illegal monopoly in multiple areas of online advertising technology. Now, this ruling, it could allow prosecutors to push to break up part of the company. It is the second antitrust case the tech titan has lost, potentially being forced to sell Chrome to end its dominance in online searching.
If Google is a monopoly, and they have to be broken up, then it feels like a lot of companies would have to be, wouldn't they? I mean,
Amazon,
Apple. I mean, companies get involved in Amazon's a good example because streaming, like Apple's in streaming. You know, These companies get involved in all these different ventures. I don't have a problem, generally speaking, with companies getting really big. I do understand the logic behind saying, hey, when these companies get so big and rich that they can just kind of do whatever they want in any industry, and they come over and say, now we're going to do movies and television, right? And they have so much money that the movie studios can't compete with them, or whatever it is. We're going to do cell phones. I don't know what they do, but different things. I kind of understand the logic behind that. But if you do think that these companies need to be broken up, if you're one of those people, then I'm sure you think Google's one of them, but you must think that there are others that need to be broken up as well.
Yeah.
If there's two businesses that are really healthy competing against one another, we got a duopoly, and that's good enough. Is that kind of?
I have no idea. I don't really understand the breaking up of companies anyway. So
I don't know how it works. I don't know what the rule is. It seems like it has a lot to do with the particular judge at the time, or maybe the administration at the time. I don't know. But Google may have to. I think they'd already said that they were probably going to have to sell Chrome. So I don't know. There are rumors that Twitter, now X, is going to get rid of DMs. And people online are very upset about it. Well, there's conspiracies. There's conspiracies that, you know, it's because Elon got caught DMing someone that he shouldn't have been DMing. But I don't necessarily believe any of that. I think it's because they're going to launch a new service. Twitter has this has this goal of becoming the, what does he call it? The everything app. And he's got this AI company, the
Grok?
XAI. And the goal is to eventually have it, he has said, you'll do your payments through X, you'll communicate through X, you'll text people through X. It would replace a bunch of apps all in one place, and you'd have your AI in one place. So I assume that this is really part of that, but people are upset nonetheless.
Why would X want to get rid of DMs? No, not like request messages, but like the whole entire DMs will be gone soon. Why are they getting rid of my direct messages? That's stupid.
Okay. Because they're going to replace it with something else. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what they're going to do. It's like, I don't know, on Facebook, you can't message someone without Messenger, right? I don't think.
You need Messenger.
And you didn't need that back in the day. You could just message someone.
Yeah.
And then it became Messenger. And I feel like for a while there were both. Maybe you could message people, but then there was also Messenger or that you could use. They wanted to be like a texting service, whatever.
They phased it out.
Yeah, and then eventually it was like, you can't message people on here anymore unless you have
Messenger. Right.
So now, if you use
Facebook. They also own WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, they own WhatsApp. And the thing about WhatsApp is it's really popular everywhere but the United States. Yeah. It's used as like iMessage or whatever
it's
Google
like the
calls
default messenger for
it's a default messenger.
Else outside of the U.S.
Exactly. But it didn't take off. I don't know if it was late or what. Speaking of antitrust, I mean, there's another one. Meta has been in court. Zuckerberg's been in court this last week over more antitrust claims. And they're talking about Instagram and WhatsApp and those things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that panned out for him. I saw some clips of him, or read some excerpts, rather, from his testimony. But I don't know if
he tried really hard to stop that lawsuit.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, you got to try. When you know, if you feel, hey, this is the way the wind's blowing, I think that, you know, depending on who gets elected, I might have to break up my company. It might cost me a lot of money. You try to.
Well, of course
If you told me that Elon believed that What's-Her-Face was going to win. Who ran against, what was her name?
Kamala Harris.
If he believed that Kamala
was
going to win,
his company.
Then he would have supported her. I would buy that. I mean, I'm not saying that I believe that. I'm saying that if you told me that there was a backroom conversation that was recorded where he's like, I don't know, I think Trump's going to win, let's support him instead. Yeah, when you are a big, huge billionaire, you got deals you need to make and you want
companies
to merge and
People give to both parties.
Exactly. They give to both parties.
Right.
Because you want to cover your bases, right? And you've got business that you want to get done. And what you don't want is regulations and getting in the way. That's what you don't want. A shooting happened, as we mentioned earlier today, at Florida State University. I'm looking for updates. From what I can find, unless you guys have one newer than this, I'm seeing that at least one is dead, but there are several that have been hospitalized. And, of course, classes were canceled, and the campus was evacuated. It sounds like it started in the student union.
And we are staying on top of that breaking news at Florida State University.
Law enforcement says one person has died and one person is in custody after that shooting at the student union on campus. We've also heard that at least six people have been hospitalized. Classes are canceled through Friday.
Yeah. I think I've told you this before. I liked Florida State when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I think because I liked John Anderson, the country singer. And,
no, you picked them this year to be your team, and then they immediately went like 0-11 or something.
That was it. As soon as
after
I said—
being undefeated the year before.
Yep. You said, I wanted to get into college football more, and you were like, you needed teams. I tried the Razorbacks, and it just didn't take. But, hey, you know, to the fans out there, you guys are great. Sent me sweatshirts and all that stuff. Loved it. My brother graduated there. That's why I tried to go with them. But then you, I think, maybe even recommended, like, hey, you've talked about Florida State before. You mentioned them for some reason.
I said, just make them your team.
Yeah, you said,
make
them your
team. And you picked them, and they just went like...
And they absolutely became the biggest story in college football.
By how bad they were.
For all the wrong
reasons.
We're
Oregon Duck fans now.
Yeah, now we're Duck fans. Now it's all taken care of. We don't have to worry about it. But what do you say about the shootings? You just report it, and then that's it, right? I don't know what else you say. Well, like today, they showed pictures of the kid who... I guess is the alleged shooter. I think he is a shooter because I think he turned himself in yesterday in Dallas at the high school. And I'm at this point where I'm like, I don't know how much do I need to know about this kid.
There'll be another one soon,
and if there's something really pressing that the media wants to tell me, I'm sure they will tell me. So a bride in Florida is late to her own wedding. And I don't mean like running late, like I need to get there quick or I'm going to be late. I mean like she's already late. And a cop, she's riding shotgun in a Tesla. I think it's like one of those Model 3s, whatever you call that little crossover. And apparently this particular Tesla gets clocked on 105 miles an hour, a little over 100 miles an hour. And it's not like they were doing it on the interstate. Not that that would be legal or necessarily better. I think it'd probably be a little bit better. But this was like a 45-mile-an-hour zone. So a cop pulls them over, and they've released the body cam footage now of this cop pulling them over. When the cop walks up to the driver's side window, he can see that there is a woman in a wedding dress in the passenger seat. And it's like he knows, like, okay, How late are you to your wedding, right? You're doing 105 miles an hour.
So get this. Port St. Lucie police clocked a driver going 105 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour speed zone Friday. Turns out that driver was the wedding guest, the bride riding shotgun. They were already 15 minutes late for the wedding.
Whose wedding is it?
It's mine.
What time is it?
It's 2:30.
Where at?
In store at the courthouse.
Hey, you're already late.
We're trying to get here.
Just give me a minute. I'll let you take her, but I'm going to give you a court date. It's a mandatory court appearance.
Thank you.
All right.
I think that's fair. Right, yeah. So you look at the body cam, the stamp on the body cam footage, it looks like it was about 2:42. She said she's supposed to be there at 2:30.
Right.
That's why he said, you're already late. So he lets them go, but then he says, look, I got to give you a ticket. It's a court appearance.
Sure.
And you're doing 105. I think that's the move, don't you? Now, if there's like a health emergency, then maybe the cop says, hey, I'll escort you.
Right.
But I think for the wedding, you're late to the wedding. I'm glad that he let him go because...
Yeah, of course.
It would suck, but I feel like that's the right move. And I also feel like, don't have any actual data to back this up, I just assume, rather, that women have more options when it comes to kind of getting out of ticket. Not sexual. Not forget about that. I mean, that's right. An option, too. But just the crying, like it was talked about earlier. And I do think men sometimes...
But I guess if we were in Texas, we're like, it's his wedding. He's late. He might not even have written a ticket.
Maybe. You're right. Maybe he'd be like, all right, guys, you got to go.
You're in a lot of trouble.
What? You're right. It's probably just the opposite. Yeah. If we were in Texas and we said, I'm late, she doesn't know I'm late yet. She's back right there. They're getting ready. The music's already started. The organist is out there playing the music. Yeah, he'd probably be like, okay, boys, let's go. I'll escort you. Let's go. The Church
of Laszlo. Audio Slave, 98.9 The Rock. And if I make $100,000, where should I move?
Well, probably to a small town. That'd be great. Midwest. Somewhere, small town, that's where it's going to go the furthest. They take this website that did this.
That's my whole plan.
Where? I want to get a trailer, plop it on some land. If I can't retire in Florida, you still got to dream big, Laszlo, just like you did with the sports. I've learned that from you. I didn't know when I was younger that you're supposed to dream big.
I was just
going to
say, if you plop a trailer on some land, you're not supposed to retire living better than you are.
I think you are. I think that's the whole point, right?
You got to sacrifice a little.
You work hard. You sacrifice now so that if you work hard, you can enjoy the fruits of your labor, which in my case may be a spot of land somewhere in very rural Georgia or Mississippi. I heard Mississippi's got the cheapest land right now. People are plopping trailers down all over down
there.
Come
on down to Southern Kansas with me.
I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
I'm all in.
The worst place.
What? Southern Kansas or Mississippi?
Well, I'm Southern Kansas.
Really?
I would rather live in Mississippi than Southern Kansas.
Southern Kansas, I've driven through
Mississippi,
there.
Mississippi, you're at least somewhere. I know you're close to the ocean.
No, I know.
I don't know exactly where.
Yeah, but there's a way to get there.
There's a way to get there, and like I could probably follow a sign.
But you got the Arkansas River when you're down there. Trust me,
it was never my intention or goal.
Well, it is now.
To end up being down there. I know.
When you hear about how much it costs to live in these bigger cities, I mean, look, Kansas City's on this list, too. Of course, it's not like it's the highest on the list. What they do is they take, and I don't know what you think of when you think of $100,000. Depending on your age, it probably sounds like more or less to you. If you're old enough, $100,000 sounds like a lot of money. Sounds right. Like good money. Maybe Gen Zers hear $100,000 and think that doesn't sound like great money anymore. Or maybe they do. I really don't know. I remember when I was a kid, I mean, I was really young. I remember my mom talking about one of her friends who didn't work. And I said, what does she do? And she's like, she doesn't have to do anything because her husband works and he makes $90,000 a year. And I was like, is that a lot? And she goes, that's a lot. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, I'm also 42 years old, however old I am now. $90,000 still sounds like pretty good money to me. So.
Not enough that nobody
That you're taking care of wife and kids, right, with nobody else working. I get it. So times have changed. It's like car prices, too. That's one that gets me. Someone says, here's this car.
Where you live, too.
Yeah, true.
Like, if you live in that trailer in Mississippi, then, like, her husband makes $90,000, she doesn't have to work.
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, she has to live in a trailer.
Yeah, exactly. So if you take the $100,000 out of the biggest cities, just basically you're going anywhere rural, or at least out of like the top 50-100 biggest cities in the United States, then we'll say that's roughly the worth of your $100,000. That's what it could be worth, right? The potential. I'm no economist. I'm sure there's an actual term for that. So then if you move to each one of these cities, what was $100,000 in Southern Kansas or rural Georgia or whatever, what does that become now? That's how they put this list together. So, I mean, I'm sure you can guess, have a decent guess where your $100,000 goes at least. And they also take into consideration, it's cost of living for rent, buying, taxes. They do taxes. They try to keep all the cost of food, all that. So you probably have a decent guess, at least one or two places where you think this is probably the most expensive, or at least where my $100,000 is worth the least. I would guess either probably San Diego or New York, I think. Manhattan, something like that. Yeah. I feel like those would be my guesses, but I looked at the list, so I don't know. Manhattan is number one. So your the value of $100,000, I know this is confusing, in 2025 is worth, what do you think, and they give it a dollar amount, what do you think it's worth?
$50K.
$30,362 if you're in Manhattan. Honolulu is number two. I always forget about Hawaii. I know it's expensive. It is crazy to me, though, that Manhattan's so much more expensive. Honolulu, Hawaii, that $100,000 now worth $38,000. So it's worth $8,000 more than it was in Manhattan. San Francisco is number three. Now we're starting to talk, you know, real money here. $100,000. We're almost at half its value, $42,000.
Okay.
Then, you know, Brooklyn, Queens, when you go through the different boroughs, I'm like, it's New York City to me, it's all, because I'm not from there, it's all kind of the same, but roughly low 40. So if you get out of there, then it becomes LA. LA, you're at $47,000. And if you move down, San Diego, 49. Boston, Massachusetts is right where you hit that sweet spot of its half. $100,000 is worth $50,602. Now, if I go through here and look for other cities, like ours, $100,000 in Kansas City. What do you think it's worth?
I have no idea.
$78,382.
Really? So where's it worth $100,000? Worth $100,000?
Southern Kansas. Yeah. If you move out of these big cities, if you move away from these metropolitan areas and move into a more rural area, small town, whatever, then that's kind of where you get the base for your $100,000. Stay out of the cities. We know that living in a city is more expensive. I just wouldn't think that Kansas City would be that big of a jump. I guess maybe I would. If you said, is it 20% more expensive to live in Kansas City than it is to live in rural Kansas? And I guess I would, of course. So I guess it's not that crazy. But yeah, $78,000, $81,000 depends on when they did it. 2024, 2025, it's right around $80,000 in Kansas City. So, I mean, look, that's a lot more than whatever the $32,000 in New York, but you're still losing 20%, which is why, Lazo, I think we should seriously consider this whole trailer in a warm spot somewhere in Texas.
I'll go ahead and make it worth less, as long as I don't have to live in a trailer with you. I can't imagine.
All right, look, the thing is, with this kind of cost of living decrease, we can have our own trailers, and you don't have to share a trailer with me. We can just be close on the same plot of land. We get one plot of land to save money. It can be acreage. You don't even have to look at me. And I'll promise you that we will be close to a body of water. So we could be near Galveston. That seems like
I'm good.
There's water there.
I'm good.
Well, how are we going to afford? I just don't know how we're going to afford the insurance on this place in Florida. Because our whole plan is this place in Florida. We've been talking about it for years. We've been talking about this place in Florida for years.
Send me a text. There's a guy who works. He texted us on the text line, right?
Yeah.
He works at a tree removal place.
Yeah.
Or he owns one. What's his name?
Kenny, I texted it to you, right?
Yeah, text him and tell him. I need him to get that tree taken care of.
Okay.
You found one. Is that the first bite?
That's it. And then our boss texted me and said he had a buddy who does tree removal.
Will you text me your address just so I can send it to him?
Yep.
Does our boss know when he texts you that, does he know that, like, we're looking for someone to...
I think so.
Okay. Right. Just making sure, because I can see him being like, he's reliable, he's great, he does great work, and then, you find out it's $3,500. Yeah, right. Thanks.
The Church of Laszlo.
Live on The Rock, it is me, Lazlo. So I think what you're getting at here is that there was a forum or something. People were talking about it. And there was a dad who said that he had a six-year-old kid, I think it was, who didn't have any friends in school.
Oh, I saw this on Reddit last night.
Yeah.
I saw this post.
So
that's the worst. I don't know if that's the worst. You guys are parents, but I would think that's about...
Oh, man, it's tough.
I read it because I was like, man, that really sucks.
Right. So the dad said, I've tried to push him into sports. Like, I've tried to be like the just go in there and do sports. I've tried to be don't worry about it, buddy. You're courageous and you got this. But the kid, you get scared.
He doesn't want to do sports. He doesn't want to play sports.
He's terrified. He doesn't know what he's scared of. Anyway, so then he says, when he goes to school, he doesn't have friends. But he was sitting down. He was putting him to bed. And, he could tell, his kid was upset. And he said, what do you want to talk about? And the kid started crying, and he said, I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to play with me at school. And he's like, what do I do? So I think what you're saying that my advice was weird. My advice was...
It was just surprising that it was the advice that you gave. If I was looking through a list of all the advice and they were anonymous screen names, I probably wouldn't guess that Lazo was the one who gave this advice. Right. That's all.
And mine was, take him to a church youth group. Like, literally, if your kid's not playing sports, right, and he's terrified of sports, if you take him, tell the youth group guy, like, what's going on. Because here's the thing. Like, one of my kids went to a youth group for a while. You know that.
I remember
for, like,
that.
A couple months and then just quit going. But the thing is, those kids are usually pretty nice. They're forced to be nice. It's church, right? There's, like, there's people there. There's adults there, right? And, they play sports, but it doesn't seem to be like real competitive sports, right?
Yeah.
And those kids are pretty nice, and they're taught to be nice, right? Okay, so now he can go meet a couple people, hang out, maybe have some friends, and have a place to go after school, where even if those kids don't go to the same school, at least he can go to a place after school where kids are going to be nice to him and people are going to be nice to him. And he can watch a movie, and you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like, it's just a place to get away. My guess is right now he goes to school, nobody hangs out with him, and then he gets home, and all he does is hang out with you, which is nice. He's probably looking for something else.
Yeah. And if he just had someone, even if they're not at school, that he could call a friend. Yeah. Someone that he's thinking, I hung out with someone my age.
Right.
And we're friends. Something to look forward to. Is not having friends and finding out that your kid doesn't have friends. If your kid is admitting to you, because I feel like if I was at a point in my life as a kid where I felt like I didn't have any friends, I'm not telling my parents. If my parents said, how's your day going? Great. Are there any problems at school? No. Even if I was holding back tears because at night I went to bed crying, not wanting to go to school the next day because I don't have any friends and people pick on me, I would hide that from my parents. I know everybody's different, but... The fact that he's admitting that to his dad makes me think it's bad.
It's bad.
I mean, you're saying you don't have any friends.
Right. It's bad.
And dad's trying to
get
you involved.
There will be some there. You can find some there.
Yeah.
Right? And I get it. Maybe he's not good at sports, so it's hard. That could be even worse.
It could make
things
worse.
So now, like, you're putting him in sports. He's not good at sports. Now the kids are like, you suck at sports. Now, now if they do go to school with you, they don't like you even more. Like, being good at sports is, like, the easy way in. Right? Yeah. Like, the easy way. So I never really had to worry about it with my kids too much. They're decent at sports. You know what I mean? If you're decent in sports and you're playing a competitive, now you have teammates, right? You have friends. Maybe you're not friends with everybody on that team, but you're seeing each other 3-4 times a week, right?
Yeah.
You're playing on the same team. You have the same goals, right? Like, that's an easy way to have friends.
Yeah.
You don't have to be super popular and the captain of the football team or whatever. It's an easy way to get accepted into some sort of group.
Of course.
But if you're horrible at it, it is an even easier way for people to hate you.
Ridiculed.
Right.
You get bad nicknames and all that stuff,
right.
And now they're talking about you when you walk into the cafeteria, right. And you're like, I know what they're talking about. It was my plate appearances this weekend.
Sure.
It's people won't stop laughing. That's bad.
Right.
So where could you go? What group of kids could you go to that would be a little bit safer, where they're less likely to do that? And I mean, look, we don't know this for certain. I'm almost positive Lazo didn't go to any youth groups, but
I've been in church like four times in my life.
Fairly confident that you're right, that with the youth groups, at least the kids are starting from a place of wanting to be nice, right? Instead of just whatever that place is that some kids start at, especially at that age.
Of course. It just feels like a place where maybe you might be able to meet at least a couple kids who, even if they don't want to be nice to you, feel like God's making them, right? Like, there's something there.
And I think that a lot of schools now, at my school, at least in high school, they had youth groups or whatever, Christian clubs that did stuff before and after school. They certainly did stuff after school. I think they, like, prayed at the flagpole or whatever. So, I don't know if that's in elementary school or not, probably not, but there are Christian clubs in some public schools where you don't have to be going to a Christian school, and you could, if you become friends with those kids, maybe by high school, you can hang out with them at school,
Of course.
And not just, also,
maybe you'll just gain some confidence and you don't want to hang out with them anymore. I don't know, but it seems like a place where you can at least go meet people and talk to people your age.
And you don't have to go to church. That's the thing, is like, you don't go to church, your kid started hanging out with, I don't know if you want to call them like a youth group. Yeah. Right. And he just did that on his own. It's not like you said, I need
Wednesday
to go check out this church.
Or,
And they met at a church, right?
Who?
The group of friends.
No. So his friends from school, some of the guys that he was friends with school, they would go to this thing on Wednesday night. So he was like, hey, I want to go with them and check it out.
Yeah.
He went for like 2 months and then didn't go anymore.
Okay. I just didn't know if they met at the, like.
They met at school.
Okay. Gotcha. They met up at school. But yeah, there's, that is like a, that is a, what feels like, I say, people probably going to text us and say,
right, sure.
No, I got made fun of in a youth group or church kids are the worst.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't have a lot of kids at my church. I grew up going to church every single Sunday. We never missed church. But there weren't really any kids my age. There were kids a little bit older than me, but they were all very good friends. And as far as I know, they're still good friends to this day.
Right.
And my oldest brother, actually my two oldest brothers, they were, I think some of their best friends were friends that they made through like youth
group. It just feels like,
still friends with
whatever
today.
The case may be, it feels like it'll help you get through this phase.
Exactly.
Or whatever it is. There'll be some kids that'll talk to your kid.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I want to ask
you... might even be older kids who are being nice, but that's okay.
And that could be a good
thing.
Could
be just enough for him.
Yes. The thing I wanted to ask you was, it didn't involve friends, but my nephew, and again, I hope he's not listening. I mean, he rarely listens, but I heard somebody say, and I thought, I'd never heard this before, maybe you have, but somebody said, one of the hardest things about parenting is knowing when not to. And I was like, oh boy, I hadn't thought of that before. But my nephew's grades they fluctuate. He had good grades for a while, and then they got bad, and I know they're pretty bad right now, and I really don't think that there's anyone trying to motivate him to get better grades, other than maybe his teachers or whatever, but it doesn't seem like there's anyone that's trying to even ask if he's done his homework, stuff like that, and I feel like, you know, somebody needs to tell him, hey, life would be, this whole thing will be easier if you get better grades.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The fact that you're not allowed to do certain sports, I think there was something that he wasn't allowed to try out for sports. I don't want to give out too much information, but because he had to get his grades up. And I just thought, you know, all this stress about bad grades and the ultimate. I mean, it's bad enough if there's some sport you want to play and they won't let you play it because your grades are bad. But the thought of getting held back, and I'm like seriously concerned about the thought of what if he got held back? He didn't need that. Nobody needs that. But at least, like, if you get held back, you better be moving. Like, if you moved to a new school and you got held back, like, hey, I got held back because I moved in the school year, and then nobody knows,
anyway,
and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you're a little bit older, your senior year, who cares? But if you get held back at the school you're going to, and now the other kids, your friends and stuff, have moved on and you haven't, that's bad. But I don't know how to tell him, hey, you know, maybe you should try getting better grades without crossing that line of, you know, that thing that I heard, the hardest part of parenting is knowing when not to. Because obviously, I'm not even his parent. I do feel like I'm a role model for him.
For sure.
And I'm an adult that he is friends
with. So what's the story?
So the story is I'm asking you for advice on how do you tell a kid who's in junior high, hey, boy, I wish I got better grades. I know you can get better grades. Is that it?
That's all I told my kids. Like, I told my kids, like, if you don't have to get good grades, but just know that literally you're going to have to hustle the rest of your life. Like, your options, like, to me, college should be it's a backup plan. But if you don't have a backup plan, then that's it, right? So I just sat down. I really told my kids that. Like, it's not that hard, and it's something I promise you. I'm not going to fill you with a bunch of stuff that you're going to look back and regret this. No, most of the stuff isn't going to matter. And really, I promise you, like, if you don't get good grades, you can still succeed.
Yeah.
Right? It's just going to be a little tougher.
It's harder.
And I promise you that this route of just getting B's is way easier than the hustle you got to put in at 20.
That's what I've been trying to tell him, basically.
Right.
That's
And how's it going?
I mean, you know, he's like, I know, it's that sort of thing. But it's like, then you go and you look at the updates and you're like, does he know? You know,
right,
like, I don't know. And he'll tell me things like, hey, look, I found this way that I can hide my phone and I can watch TikTok videos and it looks like, and then when the teacher asks me what I'm doing, I just have this and then, and I'm like, or maybe you could just not use the phone. You're making it harder. I mean, I'm not saying that getting decent grades is easy because I don't know.
No,
I wouldn't know.
Not.
I never got good grades, so I wouldn't know. It obviously wasn't easy for me, but you're not making it any easier on yourself. And I really just can't communicate to you enough how unimportant those particular TikToks were that you watch during class that now means you have to make up assignments, because when you go home and you didn't hear anything the teacher said for the entire hour.
Now you got to figure it out
now
yourself.
Now you got to figure it out yourself from what, reading a book? You can't do that.
Right.
So it's like I'm trying not to be, how are your grades?
Right,
you need
sure.
to get those grades up. Because I don't want to be like, oh, this guy. All right. I ever ask about. But I also would like for somebody to
make sure, right.
bring it up. And
how bad are they?
I mean, that's just it. The thing that's really frustrating is, like I say, they were good for a while, then they got bad. Then he got them good again, but now they've been bad for a while, and they're bad enough that I'm worried he could get help back.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you got to fix it. You've got like 2 months, and you don't even have a full. He does actually, for some reason, have basically 2 months. But I was asking him the other day, and I wasn't saying why. I was just like, how much time left is in school? But the reason I'm asking is because I'm thinking, do you have enough time? And maybe they won't hold him back. I've heard that they don't hold kids back as often now because of teacher shortages and other things. So I don't know if any of that's true or not.
But still, God, they're just going to get into it in high school.
Right. It's going to be the same problem.
Right. So it's going to be harder.
It's going to get harder. It's not going to get any easier.
It's
going
to get harder. And if you don't know the stuff that you're supposed to know, then it just becomes, then now it's just, you've created this insurmountable task, which is what happened to me. Like now I'm like, all right, well, I don't understand algebra. You asked me to take geometry and calculus. I'm out.
Right. And you got
to
do all these courses in one summer. It's not possible. But you can't, I just don't think there's any way to tell a kid and have them contemplate that.
Yeah, if they can't, you know, that's the thing. I would just be keep hitting with it, like, all right, I'm not telling you that this is the end of the world, because that's what people are going to tell you, and you have to get good grades.
That's a good point.
I'm just trying to tell you that, just from a guy, like, it's going to be easier for you if you just put in the minimum effort, just minimum.
That's it. That's what I ask him. Like,
but
just
by the
enough.
Way, that's what my dad used to say to me, and I was like, "Yeah, whatever."
I know.
You know,
it's I'm the same. My parents gave me every time I brought a grade card home, it was the same thing. They didn't expect me to be.
Put in the minimum
student.
Effort, and you'll be fine. I'm like, yeah, minimum.
Yep. Here we are.
You might just be.
But
just might be a kid who's got to hustle at the end. That's
My minimum, though, I knew I didn't want to get held back. At a young age, I knew I don't want to get held back. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to flunk.
Yeah, but once
that
you get to like 7th grade, 9th grade, then you're not really getting held back.
Well,
you're not. Your friends don't go to you. Your friends don't say, oh, you only have the credits of a 9th grader.
No, but if your friends move on to the high school and you're still in 8th grade.
Right. But, depending on when your 7th, 8th, and 9th is.
Yeah.
But once you get into high school, upper things, nobody's going anywhere without you. You're just walking around class, taking dumb kids' classes, and, you got bad credits. But it's not like you're not, nobody.
You just won't graduate with them, potentially.
But that's when it catches up, and you're all of a sudden in the 12th grade, and everybody's like, oh, I'm going to graduate. And you're like, yeah, I have the credits of a 9th grader. Well, now you're screwed.
Right.
But, before that, it doesn't, you don't even think about it.
That was my minimum. So for me, I think my parents are hoping the minimum was a little higher. For me, the minimum was don't get held back. And so I did have that. I'm not so sure that he has that. But I'm going to reiterate exactly what you said, which is, hey, man, you don't have to get great grades. I'm not saying that you can't survive. I'm not saying your life is going to be doom and gloom if you get bad grades or even if you flunk. I don't know. But it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder.
It'll be harder. The Church of Laszlo. Yo.
So I saw this thing came out today. It says 6 in 10 Americans ignore health symptoms for different reasons. Men are more likely to think that, I'll get through it, I'll survive it.
Yeah.
That's why they're more likely to ignore. Women are more likely to ignore because they don't basically want to be seen as making a big deal out of nothing. And that's because apparently they've been being told that for years. Hey, you're making something out of nothing. Why are you even here wasting my time? But women are more likely to ignore sudden health issues than men are. But still, the majority of Americans
ignore
symptoms, 60%. So then I saw, they started breaking it down. And I was more curious about what types of things. Like, okay, sure, I ignore stuff. I've ignored stuff pretty much my whole life. I can't think of a time where something bothered me and I thought I should go to the doctor right now. Something has to bother me for a while and it doesn't seem to be going away on its own.
Something
before
with my
I go
wiener,
to the doctor. You'd think that would be the one. I remember I had that wiener pain.
Oh yeah.
That time we went and saw Moby.
Yeah, I'll go and fix my wiener.
It was a sharp, sudden shooting pain, and of course there were people around, so I couldn't fall down on the ground, but I wanted to. And I was more scared, oh, no.
Right.
Because this is a pain I can't ignore. But I did. I ignored it. I've ignored it for years. Now, it's not like a constant pain, but it is something now that has...
It comes and goes, huh?
Every now and then, I'll get a shooting pain in my wiener, and I go, ah. But, I've lived with that now. That's been, probably 20 years now. That's just, you add it to the list. Now, if all this stuff started when I was 16, I would have been like, take me to the doctor now.
Right.
I think if I felt the way I felt right now, and I think I feel good right now, you know, all things considered, like compared to a normal day at my age. But if you put 16-year-old's brain in this body, I think you go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Something's seriously wrong. Because it's just, you let these things add up over time. And it's like, this is one little thing. Like, you say that the wiener pain would send you straight to the doctor.
I went to the doctor for wiener pain.
Immediately?
I did, yeah.
And you looked up urologist or whatever a wiener doctor's called? I went to my doctor. And just asked him?
I told him, he said you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's good. You were proactive, and you should, you know, when it's your wiener. But the things that we're not supposed to be ignoring, and some of this stuff kind of scares me. One thing I have gotten better about for a long time, I think a lot of people did this or maybe still do this. I used to be one of those people for sure that I would WebMD all my problems. I would
search something online. Horrible.
And it always said you have cancer. Yeah. Oh, always. It's heart disease or cancer or heart disease. And so even now, I got so good about that, I refused to really look up any of my symptoms. The most I would do is I might casually run it by one of my siblings, like, you know how sometimes your wiener just has that feeling like there's a knife in it and you can fall to the ground. You know what I'm talking about? And you wait for someone to say, I hate that. And you go, whew, okay.
Nobody said that with that, did they?
I haven't found one yet.
No.
I haven't found one yet. But I've done such a good job of becoming the polar opposite where I don't look up anything that I'm afraid to even
look at this list
because I'm going to make you scared here a little bit, Lazo, but like one of the big things that I saw, and I'll just get this out of the way, it's like if you ever feel like you have trouble hearing.
I can't hear anything.
That it's a sign of heart, that it could be a serious sign of heart disease.
Well, that's probably true.
So I don't know. I know you've talked about the hearing thing. I remember you saying that at times, like, man, I feel like I can't hear.
I can't hear anything. I have I get closed captions on all the time. I can't hear anything.
But that's just, so your hearing's just not great. But you've had times where it was like suddenly you felt like you couldn't hear out of your ear, but that was like a sinus thing, right? So it's probably sinuses. Yeah. This thing says you should go to the doctor.
I can't hear anything, so.
But these are the rest of the things that most frequent.
I feel better about that because I haven't been able to hear anything for years, so.
You're right. You just get used to it. Right.
Well, yeah, and then if it was something horrible, you think it would have kicked in already.
Exactly. That's me with the wiener pain.
If I just started not hearing today, then that would scare me.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know.
So the rest of the bad ones here that you're not supposed to ignore, frequent heartburn.
Right.
I've ignored it. Yeah. I've also, though, been able to take over-the-counter stuff when I've had frequent heartburn. So, you know. If your voice, and I'm not going to get into the details of why you should ignore these things because that's too much, but if your voice starts to sound different, like if you go to talk to someone, you know, you've talked about, Lazo, sometimes you'd have the weekend alone or whatever, and you wouldn't hear your own voice for a while, and then you hear your own voice, and you're like, is that me? If you wake up and your voice sounds different, you're not supposed to ignore
it. How different?
Well, you know, it depends on if it starts to sound like it can change an octave. Maybe it starts to go down a little bit, starts to sound deeper.
Throat cancer then?
It could be problems with your esophagus, whatever. It could just be laryngitis, so Lazo. I'm just telling you, there's.
I haven't noticed my voice changing, so I'm not worried about it.
That's one of them. I don't think I've had my voice change when I know it would, like if I'm dehydrated because I was hungover or something, and it sounds a little gravelly, or you know, you're sick, but okay, fine. This one I've seen people talk about on Reddit, and it freaks me out, and that's the horizontal ridges on your fingernails.
Yeah, I've never had that.
I never have either, but you've seen people talk about it on Reddit, I'm sure. The horizontal ones means that you could have some sort of vitamin deficiency, which could be this whole chronic disease thing. And then the vertical, the little white things, depending on where those are, I saw somebody on Reddit saying that those could be skin cancer. So I haven't had to deal with those. Not had those. Persistent fever. You have a fever that you can't get over. A fever, if I have a fever long enough, I think I would probably go to a doctor.
I wouldn't know if I had one. When was the last time I took my own temperature? Never.
But if you were like
never
body aching, and you're right.
I never take my temperature.
Even with one of those little digital ones?
No.
Like during COVID, you didn't take your temperature?
No.
I've got one of those little digital ones. It just takes a second.
Weird.
But I'd have to have it. If I had it for a long time, then I'd probably go to the doctor. Skin color changes. Well, yeah.
Yours a wiener change color.
I ignore that. Although eventually I had to say something to my doctor because he saw it, you know.
He saw your wiener?
Yeah, he saw my wiener when he was doing
when he was what?
Physical, you know. When he was getting physical with me. And
you said, hey, that changed color?
I thought
color?
It was the elephant in the room, you know? And I was like, yeah, I don't know why that's changing color there.
What did he say?
He said, it's called such and such. And I was like, is it bad? And he's like, syphilis. No.
And he said, do you have a shooting pain in it? Unless you have a shooting pain.
I didn't volunteer that information, no. If you just start vomiting, you're supposed to apparently let a doctor know. Well, I just start vomiting, I'm sick, right?
Yeah, we all just start vomiting at some point. So like right. Like I always vomit.
Right. Now, they're saying like, okay.
At some point, I have to start vomiting.
If this becomes an issue where suddenly you didn't used to get nauseous and sick all that often, and now it's more frequent, okay. Then that could be a serious problem. Yeah, that would scare me. But again, I'd probably ignore it for a while. Profuse sweating. That's the fever, right? I feel like a profuse sweating is the same as having a fever. I don't know. I think I could ignore that one. Now, here's one I've definitely ignored since at least my teens, and that is sudden sharp shooting pains in your side. Oh, we all get those, right?
Everywhere.
But specifically, the ones right here.
My side.
Yeah.
In my butthole.
Yes.
My back of my neck.
No, that's on the
through
list.
Through my head.
Yep.
Like from temple to temple. Like someone just threw a spear through it.
Yep.
Just drops to your knees for a second and it's gone.
Literally, sure. You can drop to your knees.
I'm always just getting shot somewhere.
Yep.
Right down Main Street.
I remember we worked
just
at the
old
building.
Just not in the wiener like you.
Yeah, just not in the wiener. That's good for you, but I do have that. Although it's not, the pain in the side can be much worse. One time I fell to my knees in the parking lot coming into work and an old coworker was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine, but you know, I'm sitting there going,
I'm
like, just
heart.
Leave me alone. It's just my pain. You get the shooting pain in your heart?
I just get my pain
gristle thing you've talked about.
Yeah, it just turns into like a little small pebble piece of gristle, drops to your knees, brings a tear to your eye. You just get up and keep walking.
I don't know if I've had that. I've had something like it. I've had chest pain that's sudden.
Yeah.
But the way you describe it sounds, you're describing like the type of pain, like same when you get that pain in your side all of a sudden, except
right,
it's
just
in your
like
heart.
Hits your heart and grabs it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had that same one or not. Here's one that I know you have because we've been complaining about it for at least 4 years now, maybe almost five, chronic fatigue.
I'm tired all the
time. You just wake up feeling tired. No matter how much sleep you get, you still feel tired. Throughout the day, you complain about being tired. That's apparently a really big deal, and you're not supposed to ignore it, but I definitely ignore
that.
What
am I supposed to do?
Go to the doctor, I guess.
And what are they going to do?
I don't know. Tell you apparently
like get
that
more
you,
sleep, like it doesn't work.
They could tell you that you have cancer or something. You know, all of these things, of course, lead back to that. A sudden like asthma attack, shortness of breath, where you suddenly feel like you can't catch your breath. That's something that started with me more recently. Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
I didn't start experiencing that until the last couple years, but I did this thing that I was talking about where I ran it by my brother. We were putting brakes on his car, like I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said something about. Yeah, you know, just that feeling where suddenly it's like you have an asthma attack. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I just attribute that to nicotine from vaping. And I was like, oh, yeah, probably. I don't know. Because I've thought this whole time, like, I should really go have my heart checked out because I suddenly just, but you don't have that ever?
Like, just run.
Where it's like, suddenly it feels like you can't, like, you're a.
Not without any reason to explain
right,
it.
With
not
no
without,
reason,
like, physical,
really.
You know. Exertion of some sort. No, I don't ever just walk and like that doesn't happen.
It's usually for me.
I assume that's just anxiety or something.
Stand up.
Like being a bitch.
Yeah, the anxiety, you know, I feel like I learned what that was.
Like a quick panic attack or something.
Yeah, yeah. That one I feel like I know how to spot those. I've had those long enough.
I think the doctors call it being mentally weak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they do. That's the official term though.
Right.
This isn't medical school. yeah, so shortness of breath apparently can be a problem. Jaw pain.
Oh, that's what I got right now.
I know. That's it says, do you want to know what it says?
Yeah.
It says, if you have this jaw pain, it could also be accompanied by maybe some pains in your neck,
mm-hmm.
or maybe some pains in your chest, or even some quick pains in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It said you should absolutely see a doctor because those are signs of heart disease.
Oh, boy.
And it's the number one killer of, I don't know, bad people. I'm not sure. Men, women. Blurry vision. You're supposed to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
I don't think that's one I've had to deal with before. You've had your vision go blurry before?
Well, yeah.
Well, you got vertigo. I remember that. Mm-hmm. You really thought you were dying.
I thought
and
I was
I
having
don't blame
a stroke.
You. I mean, the way you describe it. Yeah, like a heart attack, stroke, something.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
I got out of bed in the room and just spinning. Like literally doing like really fast barrel rolls in an airplane.
And didn't you say you just had to fall back on the bed and like close your eyes?
Open up and then you're spinning again.
When you close your eyes, could you still feel it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I've had these feelings.
Like I've opened them, but as soon as you open them, it's like spinning again.
Yeah, I mean that is vertigo, and that's a thing. And
it's horrible.
Again, though, I could tell myself no matter how bad it is, oh, this is probably vertigo. People get that. Maybe it's an inner ear thing or something. I don't know how to explain the heart attack thing, and I don't know if you guys have had it, but it's like I just have this feeling all of a sudden where, oh, I think I'm having a heart attack. It's not a shortness of breath thing necessarily. It's do you know what I'm talking about? Without being like winded, or it's not like I just mowed the lawn and now I can't catch my breath. I can be laying in bed and I could have been fine for a while, and then all of a sudden I feel it, or I could just be walking around the house, but I get this feeling all of a sudden. It's like a surge of energy through my body that feels like it's about to go dark, like I'm about to pass out. You've never had that? And I always think, well, this is it. I'm gonna die now. I'm gonna die. Pain in the neck. You said that you've ignored that. Chest pain. You already said you've ignored that. I don't have to tell you why you shouldn't ignore that. Dizziness, vertigo. You shouldn't ignore that. But you didn't.
I went to the doctor.
You thought you were dying that time. So that was enough to get you to go to the doctor. Because you were serious that time. I mean, I think you're more likely to go to the doctor than me. I think that's fair to say.
I didn't go to the doctor after vertigo, but I told him about it when
you
I went
called,
to the next
right?
time.
Okay, but I remember you talking about it that
well,
day
I
and being very
up,
concerned.
You know.
Oh, and you thought it could be related to medication and all
right,
that. Yeah. Numbness in feet. Yeah, okay. That starts
all the time.
That starts somewhere around 40.
Right.
There's the stuff that starts at 30. That's like the back pain and, I don't know, being extra tired when you wake up and some of that. But the tingling in your feet, did you hear your grandparents complain about? It actually, at least for me, started somewhere around 40. I feel like my feet are tingling right now.
Yeah, mine too.
I mean, I don't want to show you what kind of socks I'm wearing. I feel like they help circulation, though. Difficulty sleeping.
It's not like they're, you know, just like I notice them.
Yeah, and
like
also.
I know I have them.
What about
when I was 20, I didn't think about any part of my body.
Exactly.
Now I'm like, oh, look, my feet, they feel weird.
What about when you lay down in bed at night? Do you feel like that? Can the tingling keep you up at night?
No.
Like the see,
I don't get that.
That'll happen to me. I wear compression socks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. And then finally, you're not supposed to ignore dark circles under your eyes, which, no offense, but today I noticed. But I think it's because you're sick. I noticed when I first saw you today. Yeah, you looked like you didn't feel good. But I assume it's because you've been rubbing your eyes, like you have bad allergies.
No.
So I think you're all right. I don't know if that's the same as circles. Maybe they were puffy, but I could tell.
Are they still
you
like
look
that?
Like you don't feel good. I don't know, maybe. Did you notice it? Could you tell when you looked at him that maybe he looked like he didn't feel good from rubbing his eyes, like his face looked different?
Maybe.
I don't know. I thought I saw it, and then you said he didn't feel good because I was like, oh, he's probably been rubbing his eyes. Snoring, we know you're not supposed to ignore. Severe stomach pain, and then headaches, which Lazo's never had. Intense headaches. You can ignore a headache, but if you have intense headaches that keep going, well, you're as good as dead at that point, so
right,
you should probably see a doctor.
What I got a lot of those right now.
I know. I was going to ask, what are you ignoring right now?
Jaw
pain?
Yeah, the feet.
A little bit of tingling.
Sure.
Yeah,
those two things. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
You?
Yeah. You know, I'm wearing the compression socks and my feet are tingling, and I have a little bit of pain in my chest, but it could be because we've just been talking about it. And if I stood up too fast right now, there's a chance I would pass
that's
out.
Normal.
Well, I mean, no, not just stand up too fast for me could be just standing up. If I stand up right now, there's a chance I could pass out if I don't have something to
50-50?
You know, catch my fall. Yeah, getting close.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So, you think this guy's going to take care of your problems?
I'm hoping, Eric.
Come full circle. Eric is his name?
Eric's supposed to come by my house, take a look at those trees. My neighbor.
The guy I'm texting is stopping by tomorrow, too.
Okay, good.
Oh,
so
good.
Somebody's going to do it.
Dual
good.
Tree guys.
They're going to give us a little, give us an estimate.
Yeah, we'll get into a bidding war.
Exactly.
I love it.
And if they both want to do it, well, one can do the one on the back and the other can do the one on the front. Everybody wins, right?
There you go.
And you can write a note to your neighbor that just says, I know it was you, and draw a little picture of a tree on there.
I still support the kids' toy idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throwing them all out in my front yard.
Just go on Marketplace, get a bunch of those free kids' toys, and just trash your yard.
Just fill your yard
with
toys.
Like no grass seen. It's just toys.
Because you said it specifically says in the rules.
Yeah, like they can't make you take in toys. I guess because they're also just be, you know, people would have basketball goals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Or you know what you can do? Did you guys see this story about the guy in Kansas that has been walking around like his block naked for like 2 years?
That's in Kansas?
Yeah.
I saw the thing about the guy walking around the neighborhood naked.
Yeah,
I didn't
and
know
the
it was
lady,
in Kansas.
After 2 years, calls and complains, and they're like, there's nothing we can do. Like, it's not against the law to walk around naked.
How is it not
what?
Against the law? I thought it was
it's
definitely
not against
the law.
As long as you're not doing anything like sexual or trying to titillate, like, you know, you're not.
Like going, hey, look at this.
Yeah, exactly. If you're just walking, you know, that's totally
right. You're allowed to walk around naked?
Yes.
In Kansas?
Yeah.
That can't be
so
right.
So you could do that to your neighbors, too.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that's a law.
Let's find out first. I would definitely look into
I'd
that.
I'd like to do it,
it
though.
It is not against the law to do it.
Well.
I could do both.
Let's double check. I mean...
I can do the toys and the nakedness.
Don't people get in trouble for public nudity?
You would think so.
Women complain because, you know, they can't show their nipples in public. They've tried to free the nipple, and I can't imagine the wieners
maybe
just allowed.
Maybe dudes can.
Maybe they can. I don't know. But, Lazo, how could you walk around naked without titillating? I mean, that's the problem.
Well, you make a good point.
It's all in the eyes of the beholder, but...
You make a good point. You know? I'm sure it would cause quite a scene.
Yeah, it's going to cause a stir.
Quite a stir. Mm-hmm. Anyway, good show, Eric. I hope you can fix my tree. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.